There are some musical instruments that are as iconic as the musicians who played them, like Jimi Hendrix's White Stratocaster or B.B. King's Lucille. And much of the time, those instruments are now in museums. But a few months ago, a guitar that once belonged to one of the greats of Georgia music sold at auction for an eye-popping $1.25 million. And you're more likely to hear and see that guitar in person than behind glass. Back in 2016, Mike Mills and Robert McDuffie were on stage in Macon City Auditorium. It was a break between movements in the hometown performance of the Rock Concerto, the longtime bassist from the band R.E.M. wrote for his childhood friend, the world-famous violinist. And someone had put a true relic of rock and roll in Mills' hands.
This is Duane Allman's guitar right here. I don't even know what to do with it, but...
Mills was 12 when this was a hit on the radio. So, of course, he knew exactly what to do. Turns out the 1957 gold-top Les Paul that belonged to the lead guitarist of the Allman Brothers Band shows up on stage a lot. The proof is all over YouTube. There's Jason Isbell, Nels Klein of Wilco. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's Warren Haynes, Zach Brown. The list goes on and on. So how does this happen? How does a guitar that arguably belongs in a museum keep popping up on stage? Follow me to the alley behind the City Auditorium in Macon in 2016, before that McDuffie Mills show. It's dark, except for some lights on the loading dock, when a guitar case clicks open.
Now this guitar was used on the first two brothers' records, self-titled, Out of Wild South, and of course there.
That's Richard Brent of Macon's Allman Brothers Big House Museum, sneaking the gold top into the hands of guitarist William Tonks. And just like Mike Mills, Tonks is a kid again.
I remember being in high school and being the guy that just kept starting that record over and over at the party. That was this guitar. Holy smokes.
Brent says even though he's done this maybe 60 times, the guitar has never belonged to the Big House Museum. It was on loan by a largely anonymous owner. But Brent says the owner has always wanted the guitar in the hands of people who can make it sing.
So, yeah, I mean, that was his mindset. You know, he hates to, just like me and a lot of other people, he hates just seeing a wonderful piece of wood sitting behind glass doing nothing.
Of course, some fans think the gold top does belong behind glass. Brent says the first thing you have to understand is that in some sense, this isn't the guitar Duane Allman played. When the last owner found the gold top, it was stripped down to almost nothing.
And so he paid $475 on basically a chunk of wood that Duane Allman once owned and recorded a lot of great songs with.
So the owner rebuilt it. And if it isn't literally the same machine Duane Allman used for some of his most beloved art, it still clearly has the power to inspire. So who does Richard Brent say sounds most inspired with the gold top?
Derek Trucks gets the most out of it, I would say. He's able to just take it to another place.
Richard Brent says the new owner, who just bought Duane Allman's gold top for $1.25 million, wants this tradition to continue. As to who might play it next, well, you'll have to be on the lookout the next time you're at a show. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.